Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
The European Central Bank's increased interest rates by a quarter of 1% today. For reaction, I'm joined by Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Doddle.ie. Martina, you're very welcome to the programme. This was expected, of course, but it still stings, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's further pain for tracker mortgage holders, Cormac. So it was well expected that today we'd see another rate increase. And it was anticipated that it would be a quarter percent in magnitude. So this has added in the last 12 months. The ECB rate was 0% 12 months ago, and now it's 4%. So with the pace and significance of that increase and the sharp increase and spike in that ECB refinancing rate has really hurt the pockets of tracker mortgage holders. The average tracker mortgage holder, if you've 100,000 owing on your tracker mortgage, you've seen your repayments increase by 202 euros per month, you know, by seeing that rate increase over the 12 months from 0% to 4%. So yes, more bad news for tracker mortgage holders, I'm afraid.
And it affects trackers automatically, Martina, and quite possibly variable mortgage holders. Is that right?
Yep. So tracker mortgage holders will automatically see their rate and repayment increase within 30 days. So over the last 8 rate increases, tracker mortgage holders will have been notified after every rate increase that their repayments will increase within 30 days. So immediately it hits tracker mortgage holders. But in general, funding costs have increased. So when a bank is lending, their funding cost is what, you know, if their funding costs increase, they'll generally pass that on. So to date in the Irish economy, we have seen that many of the pillar banks have been slow to pass on their interest rate increases to their variable rate customers. But as deposit rates increase, as there is a demand to give a return to investors and deposit holders, certainly we will start to see an escalation, I would feel, on the variable rate increases, of which there's, you know, over 200,000 mortgage holders in Ireland still have variable rates.
And how much will this add a month in cold hard cash to the mortgage repayment?
Yes, so a quarter of a percent rate increase, again, for every 100,000 that you might owe, just to put it in context, it's 156 euros per annum. So, you know, it is, given the level of the increases that have happened over the last 12 months, it's certainly all adds up and, again, is another blow to consumers.
It's a blow to consumers, is right, and mortgage holders, and more to come, possibly. I mean, is this not having the desired effect that the ECB wants? It's not dampening inflation enough? Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, so inflation has come down. So inflation in the euro area is expected to have estimated to have fallen back to 6.1%. So euro area consumer price inflation has peaked and core inflation has softened and should soften further. So this should indicate that we're near the end of the ECB rate increases. However, the ECB have noted to say that they expect it to take until 2025 for their target rate of 2% inflation to be reached. So this hints really at further rate increases over the coming months. And we know that there's 4 more European monetary policy meetings to come: July, September, October and December. And it's certainly expected, based on today's briefing by the ECB, that there's no pause in rate increases and that we should expect a further rate increase either in July or September. And thereafter, it's very difficult to predict.
And the ECB is looking at the picture right across the Eurozone, obviously, but there are disparate situations, I'd say, economic situations across the various countries of the Eurozone. In Ireland, how do you think this will affect the mortgage market here, the housing market?
Yeah, so I suppose even yesterday there was new information or new publication that came out just in relation to the average rate in Ireland at the moment for new mortgages drawn in April, which is the latest update. And that was at 3.63, which shows that Ireland still has some of the lowest mortgage rates on the market. Now, when people are looking at that, they're looking and saying, OK, it doesn't take into account recent rate increases over May and June. And for existing mortgage holders, it doesn't take that into account. Like, the pass-through of interest rate increases, which has been necessary, as we've been told by the ECB, to tackle inflation, has not been uniform across the Eurozone. We've been slower in Ireland to pass on those rate increases. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're seeing Irish rates, the new mortgage rates, being lower than they are in the Eurozone.
What should people do now? Last question in terms of advice for people who might be listening to you saying, I can't believe it's going up again with all the energy costs increasing and the interest rate hikes as well. Should people still fix for the medium term?
Yeah, it's a really tricky one. So what we will always say to clients that come to us at Dattle is that it's very individual, especially if somebody's on a tracker mortgage. We look at affordability. Affordability is key. If you're worried about interest rates going up, about your affordability, and there's no end in sight for tracker mortgage holders, they really need to look and see whether now is the time to fix. But they need to get advice on that. So affordability is a big thing. If we look at standard variable rate customers, there are rates available on the market starting from 3.6% fixed. So standard variable rate customers, it's really now time to look to say before rates start to increase. And we do very much expect that variable rates and fixed rates will continue to increase into 2023 due to funding costs. So yeah, anybody who's rolling out of a fixed rate in the next 12 months, it's now time to really understand what rate you're paying, what rate you could be paying, and how you could safeguard yourself into the medium and long term.
Okay, well, it is the highest ECB interest rate we've had in 22 years. I'd love to know how it's affecting people and their household budgets. You can let me know to 51551. But Martina Hennessy, Managing Director of Doddle.ie, thank you very much indeed.